Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace IELTS speaking, describing a place where you enjoy spending time outdoors. As an IELTS speaking examiner, I've seen countless candidates struggle with this common topic. Describing a place where you enjoy spending time outdoors is a frequent subject in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore how to tackle this topic effectively, providing sample answers for different band scores and offering valuable tips to help you excel in your IELTS speaking exam. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you some general questions about outdoor activities or places. Here are a few examples. Do you like spending time outdoors? What kind of outdoor activities do you enjoy? How often do you spend time outside? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Yes, I do enjoy spending time outdoors. It's a great way to relax and get some fresh air. I usually go to the park near my house on weekends. Absolutely, I'm quite passionate about outdoor activities. There's something invigorating about being in nature that really helps me unwind and recharge my batteries. I make it a point to spend time outdoors at least a few times a week, whether it's going for a hike or simply reading a book in my local park. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Now, let's move on to Part 2, where you'll be given a cue card related to the topic. Here's a sample cue card. Describe a place where you enjoy spending time outdoors. You should say where this place is, what you do there, who you go there with, and explain why you enjoy spending time there. You'll have 1 minute to prepare, and then you should speak for 1 to 2 minutes. Here are sample answers for different band scores. Sample answer, band 6 to 7. The place I enjoy spending time outdoors is a small park near my home. It's about a 10-minute walk from my house, and it has a lot of trees and a small pond. I usually go there on weekends, sometimes alone, and sometimes with my friends. When I'm there, I like to take a walk around the pond or sit on a bench and read a book. If I'm with my friends, we might have a picnic or play frisbee. It's a nice place to relax and get some fresh air. I enjoy spending time there because it's peaceful and helps me relax after a busy week. The trees and the water make it feel like I'm away from the city, even though it's close to home. It's also a good place to exercise and enjoy nature. Sample answer, band 8-9. The place where I truly relish spending time outdoors is a picturesque hiking trail that winds through the mountains about an hour's drive from my city. This trail is a hidden gem, relatively unknown to tourists, which adds to its appeal. When I venture there, which is typically on weekends or during holidays, I immerse myself in nature. The trail offers a diverse range of activities, from challenging hikes that test my endurance to serene spots perfect for meditation and wildlife photography. I often go with a small group of like-minded friends, but occasionally I relish the solitude of a solo hike. What makes this place particularly special to me is its ability to provide a much-needed respite from the hustle and bustle of city life. The crisp mountain air, the symphony of bird calls, and the breathtaking vistas at the summit all contribute to a sense of rejuvenation that I find unparalleled. Moreover, the physical exertion of the hike, coupled with the mental clarity that comes from being in nature, serves as a form of active meditation, allowing me to recalibrate my thoughts and gain new perspectives on life's challenges. Follow-up questions. After your long turn, the examiner might ask you some follow-up questions. Here are a few examples. Do you think it's important for people to spend time outdoors? How has technology affected people's enjoyment of outdoor activities? Sample answer for question 1. Yes, I think it's important. Spending time outdoors is good for health and helps people relax. It's a nice break from work and screens. Sample answer for question 1, band 8-9. Absolutely. I believe it's crucial for people to spend time outdoors. In our increasingly digital world, connecting with nature provides a vital counterbalance to the stresses of modern life. It offers numerous physical and mental health benefits, from boosting vitamin D levels to reducing stress and improving cognitive function. Moreover, spending time in nature can foster a greater appreciation for the environment, which is essential as we face global challenges like climate change. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some examples. How do you think urban planning can incorporate more green spaces in cities? What are the potential drawbacks of increased outdoor tourism on natural environments? Sample answer for question 1, band 6-7. I think urban planners can add more parks and green areas in cities. They can also plant trees along streets and create rooftop gardens on buildings. This would make cities nicer and give people more places to enjoy nature. Sample answer for question 1, band 8-9. Urban planners have a multitude of strategies at their disposal to integrate green spaces into city landscapes. One approach is to repurpose underutilized urban areas, such as abandoned lots or old industrial sites, into community gardens or pocket parks. Additionally, they can implement green corridors, connecting existing parks and natural areas to create a network of green spaces throughout the city. Vertical gardening and green roofs are innovative solutions that can maximize limited space in dense urban environments. Moreover, urban planners can incentivize developers to include green spaces in new construction projects through zoning laws and tax benefits. By adopting a holistic approach that considers both the ecological and social benefits of green spaces, urban planners can create more livable, sustainable cities that promote the well-being of residents and support biodiversity. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases that can elevate your responses. Rejuvenate, juvenet, verb, to give new energy or vigor to, revitalize. Example, spending time in nature helps rejuvenate my mind and body. Serene, adjective, calm, peaceful, and untroubled. Example, the serene atmosphere of the park helps me relax after a stressful day. Biodiversity, noun, the variety of plant and animal life in a particular habitat. Example, the wetlands in our city support a rich biodiversity of flora and fauna. Sustainable, adjective, able to be maintained at a certain rate or level. Example, we need to find sustainable ways to enjoy outdoor spaces without damaging the environment. Introspection, tech noun, the examination or observation of one's own mental and emotional processes. Example, hiking alone provides me with valuable time for introspection and self-reflection. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing outdoor places you enjoy, consider the following tips. Be specific. Instead of general statements, provide detailed descriptions of the place and your experiences there. Use a range of tenses. Incorporate past, present, and future tenses to discuss your experiences and plans. Show enthusiasm. Use intonation and emphasis to convey your genuine interest in the topic. Practice regularly. Familiarize yourself with various outdoor-related topics and practice describing them in detail. Develop your vocabulary. Learn and use topic-specific vocabulary to enhance the sophistication of your responses. By following these guidelines and incorporating the sample answers and vocabulary provided, you'll be well-equipped to tackle questions about outdoor places in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to speak naturally and confidently while showcasing your language skills. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our articles on describing a place where you enjoy spending time with family and describing a place where you like to go to enjoy nature. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.